It's the Alzheimer Show on WGN Radio. Local.
John Catanzaro, he's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. Was this the right choice?
At this time and juncture, it's a breath of fresh air.
Informative.
Ark Alexakis, frontman of the band Everclear. What do you say to that young band that wants to make a career in music?
Stick together. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Entertaining.
We're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell.
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you something like Sway Calloway?
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is The Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to click on that link and listen in. Are people in Illinois the worst tippers? According to a study conducted by USA Today and OnePoll, Illinois came in dead last as far as tipping goes. According to the study, Illinois tippers will pay about $85.66 on a $75 bill, and that's pretty low according to tipping standards. And I want to know a little bit about tipping etiquette and what you should do, because I know I've been part of these conversations of how much you should tip. So I want to get a culture and etiquette coach to join me to talk about this. And Akila C.T. Easter, she's a culture and etiquette coach. She's here to join me right now. Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me. And this topic is very controversial. So thanks for having me today.
And you wrote a book on tipping etiquette as well, correct?
Yes, a general dining etiquette book. It tells you how to prepare for dining experiences and how to tip and how we split the bill if necessary, how to prepare for all of those things.
Well, let me ask you this. My first question out the gate, why has tipping become an issue lately? Because, you know, roll the clock back maybe 3-4 years, it really wasn't an issue. Then the pandemic hit and the restaurant industry took a hit as well as other industries. But it seems like the restaurant industry in general, when it comes to tipping, has been a really big issue. So why do you think it's become an issue at this point?
I think the restaurant industry is trying to catch up from COVID because there was such a loss during that time, right? So they're still trying to play catch up. And I think at the same time, people's generosities were being shown. And they're like, hey, if people want to start to support staff in the way that they were during COVID, because a lot of people are going above and beyond with tipping their drivers and things such as that, the essential workers and things such as that. So they said, oh, if people are going to offer this generosity, why would we stop this, right? And they're still playing catch up. So it's a series of different things that are going on. And if people want to go out, they're choosing to pay for these additional fees that the restaurants are asking for.
All right. We're talking with Akila C.T. Easter. She's a culture and etiquette coach, AkilaCT.com. One of the things that people actually complain about, and we have one of these shops here at the studios here where, you know, you buy a sandwich, it's already pre-made, and they don't take cash. It's all card, but then they spin the little iPad around and they ask you for a tip. And I'm one of those guys where I'm like, you know what? You didn't really provide a service and you're asking me for a tip, so I'm not going to tip. So what is the proper way to decline that tip, or should you tip? Because a lot of people feel like they should not tip if all they did was pick up a sandwich and they scanned it.
But see, that's the trick. They want you to feel guilty about it, right? So you can confidently say no. Things were, like I always say, like a few years ago, we did not do this. So why do I suddenly have this guilt trip associated with it, right? That's an internal thing. Sometimes when I walk into a store, I feel bad that I don't buy things, right? So that's that psychology that is happening when they're turning the tablet around saying, would you like the tip? I am definitely fine, especially you said it's in the studio or near the studio. You probably frequent there. I'm definitely fine saying no, because the times that I visit the store is more than the average person. So I can justify that in my head and make myself feel better.
And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, too, is the group dinners and the group lunches. What is the proper etiquette for that? Because there always seems to be that one person when it's, you yes. know, when it's time to pay. They're the ones bringing out the calculator.
Oh, you got a salad.
So I want to know, what's the proper way to tip when it comes to that? Do you talk to people beforehand and say, hey, yes. this is how much we're going to dole out in tips? How do you navigate that?
Well, I'll talk from both sides. So I was a server for 3 years, and it would frustrate me at the end of a meal, somebody tell me that they're splitting the bill six ways. How am I going to do that, right? So you do tell the server ahead of time. And at the time, as a host, if you invited folks out to dinner, I would say, hey, you guys, we're splitting this. And that will give them the consciousness to be able to pick what they want. And if everybody's kind of on the same page, it should be an easy split. But you let that know. You let that be known at the beginning. I know there was like a clip going around on social media where there's like an argument and things like that. It was for a birthday party. Now, if you are establishing a birthday party, you tell people at the invite time, look, we are splitting this bill and this is how it's going to be. We're not pulling out the calculator. You're not going to embarrass me. So those are things that you do not do. And as an adult, you should be prepared to split the bill if you're out to enjoy, especially if it's like a party of six or more. It's just understood that we're just going to split this evenly.
All right. We're talking with Akilah CT Easter. She's a culture and etiquette coach, AkilahCT.com. One of the things that I was surprised was that the younger generation is reported that they tip better than the older people. Yeah. I'm one of those guys. When I go out, I try my best to tip as best as possible. And I'm one of those guys. I do not tip with my card. I like to tip with cash because I feel like that server, they can benefit from that cash right away. So why is the younger generation better than the older generation?
Because they're at the peak of tipping, right? So when I was coming up, tipping was 10 to 15%, or 15% would be more likely, right? So we had to probably adjust with the time versus they're at the time, right? So they know that, and they know they're a little bit more generous than we were. So they do tip higher. With the cash out, with cashing out and tipping, now sometimes servers have to cash out with everybody and pull their money and have to divvy that out regardless. So you can tip on your credit card or give them that cash directly. But yeah, the younger generation, they're at the end of this tipping pinnacle. So that's why they know to tip or they believe to tip larger amounts. But you have to learn to tip. I think people are a little bit too hard on themselves of, well, I've never done this, you know, things like you do have to learn how to do that quick calculation or pull out the calculator and have an understanding of how the restaurant economy is to be able to do that. So it does take a few life lessons to be able to do it properly.
All right. We're talking with Akilah CT Easter. She's a culture and etiquette coach. Final question here. I'm on your website and I see that you offer service packages on proper etiquette. So can you kind of run through that a little bit?
Yeah. So a lot of people come to me when they think of etiquette, they think more of dining etiquette. I do teach corporate etiquette or business etiquette professionalism. But a lot of the dining etiquette is the proper way to set the table if you want to host, the proper way to eat, the faux pas things of what you should and should not do at the table, like you should not be picking your teeth at the table. Ladies oftentimes apply lipstick at the table. That's a faux pas. You should not do that. Nothing hygienic at the table. So we go over all of those things to kind of make you feel comfortable. I'm not respectability politics. I'm not trying to tell people how to behave. I try to teach people the rules so they understand how to feel comfortable in any situation. So it creates a level of confidence, and that's what the majority of my courses are.
All right, and there you have it. Culture and etiquette coach Akilah CT Easter. Go to AkilahCT.com. That's spelled AkilahCiti.com. You can also follow her on Instagram. It's at AkilahCT. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.